Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nanga Def. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
And welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. Welcome to Female Solution. Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. We are just here to start your week off with the mindfulness stress relief session. And that comes up at 7:15. Today is Monday, September 13th. Happy Earth Day, birthday, born day, if you're celebrating a birthday today. And always we're praying for the sick and the shut-in, the incarcerated and the non-believers, and everyone who is affected by this pandemic. So I urge you to live each moment as if it were your last, because one day it will be your last. And speaking of the last days, there are members of my former co-workers, I should say, of the in media who have made their transition. I was shocked. And, you know, it's always the person you least expect. And the person that I least expect, I got a text from Bam yesterday. From Power 92, told me that Jam had passed. I'm like, who is Jam? And I forgot they called her Jam, just like they called Barbara Bam. Her name is Jamila Muhammad. I believe she worked in, was it marketing and promotions at B103 back in the day? Jamila Muhammad has made her transition. I think she passed, let's see, Monday, I think it was Saturday? Friday or Saturday, I'm not sure. So condolences to the family of Jamila Muhammad. We are with you in prayer. Please know that. As well as Allison Payne from Chicago. Allison Payne was on WGN News. I had the pleasure of sitting and chatting with her a couple of times. A restaurant, right there on North Avenue and Pancake, I can't remember, it was so long ago, North Avenue of Clark. And just sitting there chatting, just such a pleasant young lady. And I remember my husband Tony was working for a car place at the time, and she came in and rented a car, and he said, have you seen Alta Payne since she's been let go? I said, yeah. You know, we all go through trials and tribulations, but anyway, she has moved on to greater pastures as Jamila Muhammad. They've gone home. The ancestors are welcoming them. They're having a party right about now, so do not feel sorry for their souls. They have been blessed with the gift of transitioning to the next level, whatever and wherever that level is. And last but not least, there are many, many more, but these are the three that I know about. Michael K. Williams made his transition. Remember the guy from The Wire back in the day? He had the slit across his face. And he told a very interesting story how he got that slit. But anyway, excellent actor. Gone at 54, I believe it is. 54, 57, somewhere around there. But, you know, we all got to go, so. Prayers and condolences to all the families, Jamila Muhammad, Allison Payne, and Michael K. Williams. We salute the work that you did. We may think that you have not been here long enough, but evidently you have because you're gone. So your earthly responsibilities have been completed, and you have moved on, no matter how tragic we see it, because we see it as tragic because you've been conditioned that way. That's why I love about New Orleans is like when somebody makes a transition, they party. Ain't nobody there. Everybody getting their party on. You can learn something from that. So at least you would feel better. Oh, wow. What a way to start the day. Living. How about that? Laughing. How about that? One day you're not going to wake up. So just be glad you woke up today and used this day. And that may remind me of a project that I have been contemplating working on with my former co-workers. It's like, okay, you need to stop contemplating, Zelda, and you need to get busy because you don't know when your day is up, okay? So that's what's happening. If you're listening online, we appreciate the comments. You can post them on our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show, as well as our Facebook channel, HLN TV Show, and my page, Zelda Six. So if you want to put comments there this morning, we'd love to hear from you. And remember, set those DVRs for the Higher Learning Network TV show, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19, and 24/7 on the World Wide Web. And don't forget about my Instagram channel, which is Zelda Speaks to and the letter U, Zelda Speaks to You. Okay, and if you are going out this morning, you have to be in traffic, then you know traffic is always a challenge. So if you're headed out and about, always allow yourself a little extra time because you never know what's going to stop on the expressway because something is always stopping on the expressway. As we take a look at the traffic and weather sponsored by Karen Kelly of ITEX.com, if you want to go to the Caribbean, Alaska, Hawaii, Mexico, Vegas, anywhere on the planet, you can go there. And if you are a business owner or an entrepreneur and you have products or services to trade, you can barter them And that's what iPicks.com is all about. So be sure and ask for your $100 bonus. Start shopping immediately when you mention the promo code VELDA. Thank you, Rich McGee. And all the ancestors who came before me, all of those. Big Bill Hill, no y'all. Anyway, there are no reported delays on Metz and CPA, but on the Kennedy, that's another story. Inbound, it is 43 minutes inbound on the Kennedy and 21 minutes on the outbound. On the Edens, it's 28 in, 23 out. On the Edens, it's on the Eisenhower. It's tight from Mannheim Road, 40 minutes in and 30 minutes on the outbound. 27 minutes on the inbound on the Stevenson, 23 on the outbound. On the Dan Ryan, it's 33 minutes. There's a delay at 35th Street, so expect to be late this morning, and it's 18 minutes on the reverse. On the Bishop Ford and Lakeshore Drive, it's 11 minutes in both directions. And that's your traffic report sponsored by CareCheckIPEX.com. So be sure and check it out. And it's time for our morning inspiration, Inspirational Conversations with Shalom Israel. This is volume 2, I believe. Yes. And I'm reading from today's page, and it says September 13th, Monday, September 13th. It says, what area of your life are you expecting to happen that you haven't made a conscious decision to put a plan into action to bring it into manifestation? So what's going on? It will never happen if you don't plan to make it so. You can't expect to enjoy the music if you don't purchase the product first. Sure, you can record it from another source, but the quality just isn't the same. Don't settle for secondhand stuff. Go first class, impossible. Make it happen as only you can.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about you. You can't expect it if you neglect it. I'm just saying. Inspirational Conversations with Sonoma Israel, a.k.a. Zelda Speaks, available at ZeldaSpeaks.com. And proceeds benefit, excuse me, the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. As you can see, it's scrolling there beneath the screen. We are always, always, always accepting auditions, I should say, for the Global Virtual Teen Talent, which is every fourth Saturday on the Female Solution, not on the Female Solution, every fourth Saturday on YouTube, on our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show. And if you have youth who are between the ages of 13 and 19, have them send in a one-minute video of their talent, whatever that is, and it has to be a YouTube video. Have them send that to HLNTVShow@gmail.com. And I know I said that kind of fast, so I'm going to say it again. Have them send it to HLNTVShow@gmail.com. Okay? And, yeah, hi, just for them, yeah, cash for them. And our last contestant, I believe she was from Saudi Arabia. Yes, her name was Najma, I believe it was. And she's from Saudi Arabia. How about that? So that's why it's called the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. But there's teams all over the world. And we want to support them wherever they are. So that's what we do. So if you have one, have them send that tape. Excuse me, to HLN TV Show, one-minute video. And then they can send an additional video, 5 or 10 seconds, just saying who they are, what they do, and their hobby or something like that. Okay, so be sure and share that information. And now it is 7:14. It is time for our Monday morning mindfulness stretch release session. So, you sit up straight in the chairs, feet flat on the floor, and I promise I won't take too long today. Someone said, you're too long, Zelda. We fall asleep. It's like, okay. It's not just one person to see it. It's like, I think I'm in my own world, right? I am in my own world, but I have to be considerate of others, because especially this time in the morning, you're just waking up. It's like, okay. Oh, okay, okay, turn to the left, turn to the right, yeah, okay, I get it, All right, so how about we just drink this morning? How about this? Oh, yeah, that feels good. Oh, I stretched one up before I got out of bed. Oh, yeah. Oh, I feel it in my back, feel it in my shoulder. Ooh-wee. Oh, how are you feeling this morning? Oh, that feels good. I can go back to bed. How about you? Nah. I think I'll sit here and do this Monday morning mindset meditation. So close your eyes. You should not be looking at me, but the inside of your eyelids. Not looking at me. Alrighty. And I want you to inhale to the count of five. Just take a slow, long, deep breath. Hold it and exhale. You don't even have to count it this way. Just inhale. So let's do it together. How about that? Deep breath. Pull it straight up. All right, here we go. Inhale deeply. Through the nose, hold it, and exhale. However you want to let it go. As long as you breathe in through the nose, that's all that matters. Because you feel it immediately in your body when you breathe in. That's why you want to go back to bed, right? Inhale deeply. Oh, it feels so good. You're sending love, light, and energy to each and every part of your body. And you feel it right here immediately because this is where the breath is. This is where everything is connected right here. So let's one more. Inhale, deep in. Hold it. And giving thanks for the power of the breath because we are one of those who can breathe on their own. That alone deserves another deep breath. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And just being with the power of that breath, knowing that we are at the right place at the right time, doing the right thing, having the right experience. And we just thank that we continue to breathe in and as we continue to breathe out. Inhale deeply. Deep breathing expands the lungs and triggers all kinds of genes in the body. And you decide what if you want to trigger this way. The happiness gene, that's the one I like to trigger. So how could you possibly be smiling this morning? Because I inhale deeply and I trigger the happiness gene. And you can too. All you have to do is breathe in. And breathe out. Short breath, stress the system. Long, deep breath, relax the system. So we breathe in. Hold it. And breathe out. Give thanks the power again. As we send positive messages of love and light and energy to the brain, let's breathe in. As we take that energy from the face to the forehead, to the chin, to the chest, as we exhale, giving thanks. We take these two fingers, and this thumb, and massage the back of the neck. Oh, yes, doesn't that feel good? Releasing all of the stress. Strengthening the immune system right there, because that's where the vagus nerve is, right there in the neck, the back of that neck. All the electrical energy running from the top of your spine, your hands get tired, move to the left. All of that energy from the top of your spine to the tip of your spine, you are strengthening the immune system. Did you know that? Yeah. So keep doing it and doing it when you're not thinking about it as we breathe in. And as we breathe out, letting the breath flow down through the chest and the arms. Feel free to move those arms, wiggle those arms, those fingers, those wrists. Move that body. Get the circulation on this morning. We're not rolling joints. Oh, yes, we are rolling joints, Viata. We roll these joints just like you do, girl. Viata is our Friday morning host here on Female Solutions. She's also on Sunday night on Soul Friday. And she rolls joints 24/7. You go, girl. Thank you for sharing with us to remind us to roll our joints, too. The joints in your arm, not the ones you need that you smoke, but the ones that you roll with your hands and your arms and your shoulders. As we breathe in, sending love and light, the energy down through the arms and the elbows and the wrists. As we breathe in, sending more love and light and energy down from the breath through the solar plexus, the chest, thighs, and the back, and the buttocks, and the hips.
and the knees. As we breathe in, as we roll our hands up and down, our legs giving thanks for the power of the breath, sending that energy down through the knees, the legs, and the ankles, and the arch of the heel. As we breathe in, and as we breathe out, sending love and light and energy down through the toes, wiggle those toes, sending that energy back up through the toes and feet, and the body, the ankles, and the legs, and the shin, and the knees. We are breathing in love, light, and eternal energy up through the knees, and the thighs, and the legs, and the buttocks, and the backs. As we breathe in, giving thanks for that energy that is moving forward, back up through our back and our shoulders and our arms, as we stretch and stretch and stretch and stretch. And we give thanks for the power of the breath as we stretch even more as we breathe in, sending that energy, bringing it back up through the shoulders and the back of the neck and back to the forehead and the face, and we simply give thanks for the power of the breath, because we are one of the many who are not on any type of breathing machine. We have the gift of life through our own breath. So we breathe in. Last breath as we tilt our heads forward, as we breathe out, chin to chest, and slowly rotate that head to the left, slowly. Slowly bring it around to the back. And slowly, slow down, you're moving too fast. Bring that head around to the right and back to the front. Head up, inhale deeply. And exhale, head down, chin to chest. Slowly rotate that head to the right. Slowly rotating it around to the back. Slow down. And slowly bring it over to the left and back to the front. Head up, inhale deeply. Look to the left as far as you possibly can, feeling the stretch in the right of the neck. Oh, yes, that feels good. Just be with that stretch for just a moment. And as you exhale, inhale deeply. And turning that head to the right as far as you possibly can, bringing that head all the way over, feeling the stretch in the left side of the neck. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, that's good, that's good. And bringing the head back center. Inhale deeply. And oh, that's good, that's good. Does that feel good? Was that short and sweet for you? Good. I'm glad you got it. Enjoyed it. Now, ladies and gents, that is something that you can practice on your very own, and it doesn't take 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 7 minutes. You can do it in 30 seconds. Because when folks come into your space and you really don't have time for it, you have time to do what it is that you need to do. You can allow people to stifle your progress, or you can just start breathing. And they're going to look at you like you're crazy. But you know what? She just says, she's going to bag right on up off you. And if you got a little funk on your breath, yeah, got to brush your teeth, got garlic. What? A little garlic, a little onion, a little something on the bread doesn't smell so good. When they start talking crazy to you, you simply smile and breathe. Breathe in through the nose and breathe out through the mouth. I promise you, if your breath is not sweet, they will back up immediately. But that's all you got to do. And just start breathing. They'll be like, what is wrong with this child? Well, you know, and I know, that the secret, the peace, is that peace is an inside job. And oftentimes when people come to you with chaos and confusion, it's because they are not at peace.
and they want to share that chaos with you. But you don't have to indulge. If you are hesitant about breathing on people, just look at them. They'll be like, "Kissy, aren't you going to say something?" Don't say nothing. Because you have the choice to respond or to react. And most people react. But if you don't react, you just look at them. Okay, I think I'm going to back up off the shelf because I don't know what's wrong with her today. Do I need to call somebody? No, probably need to leave Zelda alone. That's probably what you need to do. Sometimes people need to be in their own space, and you're not in their space, or vice versa. So just remember that. And remember, this is something you can practice on your very own. You do not, I repeat, you do not have to do 5 minutes, 10 minutes. You can do 5 seconds. I just go through it with you, so that you'll have an idea of something you can do. And if you can only get that in the bathroom, you go in the bathroom. You go wherever you need to go to get you some peace, because it is your sanity that will keep you at peace. And you be sure and share this with someone, because we're all stressed out. For some reason or another, it's not health, it's family, it's chaos in every community that you look at. Just share it. So when you see somebody who needs a little tender loving care, just share that with them. And you can find more and on my YouTube page. My editor, Clifton Bradley, one of my editors, has been uploading the videos, so you can see them right there on my YouTube channel. It's Zelda Speaks Mindfulness. Okay? Not Higher Learning. Not that one. That's higherlearningnetwork.org. YouTube channel. That's not mine. Mine is Zelda Speaks or Zelda Speaks Mindfulness. Okay? And being mindful, I want to send a thank you to my former radio co-worker from WGCI, Lisa E., who invited me out to a grand opening yesterday, 2537 South Wabash. Max Grill, M-A-C-K, apostrophe S, Max Grill. But on Instagram, I think he's Max _ Grill, M-A-C-K, yeah, Max _ Grill. He had a grand opening. I have never had a young man who had a food truck, backstory here, had a food truck for 2 years, and they have restaurants now that are in the cloud where you don't go to get some eat, but you go and pick them up. There's like 30 restaurants in one place. All you do is place an order and go there and pick the food up. That's just amazing what this young man has done. And I interviewed him yesterday, so he's on my YouTube, not my YouTube page. He's on my Facebook page, Zelda Speaks, so be there. Go there and check it out. His name, I forgot his name. Max, that's his name. And then there were two other guys there, young guys. I can't remember their names. One of them was Von Zell and Anthony. Von Zell was on my left. Anthony was on my right. And these are two young men. Von Zell was in The Shy and another TV show. I can't remember the name of it. And the other one was a little baseball player. They are up-and-coming young men in the community. Very interesting story. So be sure and go and check that out on my Facebook page, facebook.com, Zelda, and you'll see the information. But anyway, thank you to Lisa E., who invited me to the grand opening, and there's going to be others, and I'll tell you about that, of course. And if you didn't go to the, Rockadella showed up, too. So this is Rockadella. He's in DCI. We all work in that living space there in that little segregated radio station that's now called iHeartRadio. All the white faces on one side and all the black faces on one side. If that ain't segregated, I don't know what it is. I took footage of that before I left, and I was like, wow, it's even racist up here. It is what it is. But I just thought I'd share that with you. And I think it's time that we do something special for ourselves, because we've done something. We've made this country filthy rich, and this country could care less about us. That's why people are leaving here in leaps and bounds. I've been watching these YouTube videos. What's this girl's name? Stephanie Perry on YouTube. Stephanie Perry is a nomad. She travels. She house sits all over the world, And that's how she travels. She'll stay a month here, 2 weeks there, 3 weeks there. That's what she does. And she teaches women how to do that as well. And men, not just, but her specialty is black women, of course, because she's a black woman. So just thought I'd share that with you. That is, I've noticed that that has been happening a lot. People are getting their visas, and they're just leaving America because America is not been that kind to us. So if I was 20, 30 years younger, I would probably work from home like we're doing now and do that too. So check her out. Her name is Stephanie Perry, P-E-R-R-Y. Tiffany Perry, I hope that's her name, but anyway, look for women on YouTube. She's on YouTube. She's got lots of videos to show you how to make that change. And right now, I'm going to show you how to make that change, and I'm going to ask you the question, why are you giving away your cell phone data when you can profit from it? To the tune of $25 billion. I didn't say million. I said $25 billion. Okay? So why? You like giving money away? Okay. Well, keep doing it every time you use your phone. But if you are tired and you want to join in on that $25 billion, then you need to hear Brother Rafiki Kai, the digital doctor, talk exactly about how to do that. Coming up right after the commercial break, so call somebody, text somebody, and let them know that the digital doctor is on, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving, doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on The Female Solution.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Oh, man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Oh man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
You are tuned in to the Soulful Chicago Book Fair 2020 Vision Fundraising Campaign. That's right. You can support the vision of reviving Black literary excellence in this city by simply taking your $20 or more and donating it on our website, visit www.soulfulchicagobookfair.com and click the Donate tab on our homepage, or give us a call at 646-359-6605, and we welcome you, helping us breathe literary life into the South Side of Chicago.
Right. Oh, let me turn this down because she had to call me back. Okay, you can hear now. All righty. So you saying there was another sister who made her transition as well?
Yeah, like two sisters that were in my circle, close to me, in their 40s, and I also lost two nephews, like all within the last, year and a half.
Wow.
And the scope of the pandemic, two nephews is rough, man. But also two colleagues in their 40s is rough, too. So,
tell me about it.
Yeah, people have to be vigilant. This thing is real. This thing is real, for real, for real.
And it just so happens that I was talking to Troy and Troy Tyler from B103 and a couple of my colleagues, and I was talking about doing this story about radio, and it's like, okay, they leaving here one at a time. You need to get on it right now. You've been talking about it. Okay.
Yeah.
It's time to put it on paper.
Right, right, right. You're looking dazzling this morning, by the way.
Well, thank you so much.
Your whole wardrobe of eyewear going on.
Yeah. It's hard to look good in the morning, so it's like I have to camouflage some things. Like, y'all don't know it. I ain't going to tell it to him. So thank you so very much.
Monday magnificent.
Oh, right now. You got to change Monday morning mindfully to Monday magnificent. That on the request of Dr. Rafiki Kai, the digital doctor. Thank you so much, my brother. Well, you know, you always look spiffy because that's just who you are. You bring it with you everywhere you go.
African-American media ownership for decades. So he was, David Honig was definitely know the history. For sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I need to know about that. So I will be doing my homework today. Yes. So homework today is something that we all need to do because we are being schooled. So after this show, you think you can just turn off your computer and your phone and just go about the business? That buck stops here. You got information today, and you need to apply it, and you need to use it and tell everybody you know. You talk about share this video, and everybody you know needs to share this video that you sent it to, and you need to let them know why. Because you're being taken advantage of and don't even know it. That's why we have the digital doctor here. So the question is, why are you giving away your cell phone data when you could be profiting from it? Everybody else profits off of us, off of our backs. And when I say us, I mean us as consumers, not people with a color of a skin, because this is not about skin. That's a record show. This is about green. This is about green. So how did this process come about? How did you get involved in it, Rafiki?
Okay. So and before I jump in with the details, I just want to, if I may, append what you just shared in terms of, like, us, like, maybe not leveraging the full potential of our resources, not only financially, right, but in the subject matter that we're about to discuss. The lens is not just on the finance, but on the science of the matter as well, right? Because we're data science, and data is like the digital gold that's driving the global economy, right? Not just in terms of money, right? But when you think about machine learning, when you think about AI, when you think about algorithms, when you think about business intelligence, analytics, all of that is driven by data. So you can have the money and not have the data, and you might not be in the best of positions. But if you can have the data and you can have the money that flows from the data, right, then I think I might rather have the data.
I know
than
that's right.
Money, right?
I know
if
that's
I have
right.
The data, if I have the data, I can get some things done. So
yes.
I just wanted to clarify that for the listening audience so that we have the broadest lens and deepest perspective possible on these matters. So how I got involved, I came to hear of a young man in the greater Chicago area, actually in the Naperville area, named Walter Harrison, right, a 30-something-year-old husband, father of two. And this brother was doing something that was professionally distinct and unique in a sense, in that he was an active broker in the data markets, right? So he was actually buying and selling data the way people buy and sell coffee and livestock and oil, right? And it's 30-something. And he's been doing this like 5 to 7 years, and he's only like 30-something. Yeah, right? Exactly my response. Like, whoa, right? Because I'm always scouting for the people that are at the front of the curve, in front of the class, right? And so I took note of Walter and what he was setting out to do. And actually, after having, operated the company and been an entrepreneur in this space, he wanted to go further, right? He wanted to be able to create his own data trove, but more importantly, he looked at the game and said, this is $25 billion on the table that almost exclusively big tech is carving up. But the consumers are not carving up any part of this $25 billion that they helped to create. So he said, I want to do it differently. I want to count the consumer. I'm willing to start a company where I will share 50% of revenue back to the consumer, right? And that will be a new paradigm, a new partnership that will help me to build this independent data trove that I want to build, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I immediately reached out to him, challenging him in a sense, saying that I'm glad that you're doing the corporate piece, the marketplace piece, the get up and get out and get something piece, right? Nothing ever wrong with prosperity and prospering and being a Reginald Lewis in the field. Nothing's wrong with that at all. But I also urge him to see that the data trove that he would be building with this new vision that he has could also power neighborhood data science, community data science, right? Because for the most part, when people talk about data science and AI, they're talking about corporate,
right?
You know,
right.
They're talking about the enterprise. They're trying to go to space for profit, right?
Right.
You know? And there's nothing wrong with profit. I don't want my black enterprise people who might be listening, you know, this morning to take issue with me, right? I don't have any problems with black enterprise or ethical enterprise at all, right? But the public square cannot be abandoned for the Wall Street entry, right? We have to be balanced, and we have to do both. We have to understand that there's a private interest and there's a public interest. And if we have to be put in a place to choose, I'm choosing the public interest.
Right.
Right? Because the public interest serves more people and is like more broader. And to be honest, it supports the entire existence. Right? So private enterprise drives on the same highways that are paid out of the public interest. Hello, somebody.
Oh, hello, somebody.
They draw on the same
that.
Grid infrastructure, right? There's not a separate highway system or a separate infrastructure for enterprise, right? They actually leverage their profit-making activity on the shoulders of the public, of public resources. So, yeah, that's, I guess, man, the one question I just like, but that's the first.
I love that.
That's
public,
the first rant.
Public interest over corporate interest, because corporate runs America. It just does.
The world. The world. And we wouldn't be dismayed about that if corporate was grounded and rooted in some moral parameters, some ethical commitments. Even we can even go further than that and just say if we were sure that they were anchored even by common and rational sense, right?
Yeah.
So I'm very serious, right? Polluting the water and air that you drink and breathe.
Come on now.
Is not basic common sense.
No.
It's like it's large scale suicide.
Ooh.
It really is. Come on, let's just be real, right?
Yeah.
The water you drink, the air you breathe, if you are in some kind of nihilistic position where profit is more important than protecting the environment that sustains you, the environment is your embryo sac, so to speak.
Okay.
Right. So if you have some kind of mind that you like don't care about the health of the embryo sac that holds and sustains you,
no help for you. There's no help for you.
Right.
That's why they're going to the moon.
That spills out into the public sphere.
Yes.
That's the problem, right?
Yes.
So there's no isolation. They're not in a silo. Right, their practices and their, I really would call it demented state. Because it really, really is. I know that sounds like so hard,
It needs to be.
We have to take off the soft gloves. We're talking about survival of the species.
Yes.
We're talking about, we're talking about being in existence or not. I mean, it's really, really, cold red at that level.
Yes.
So, diplomacy has to get sharpened, right? We really, really, really need to speak straight to the point on these matters. But that's another topic for another day. We're going to talk about data today.
So, why are we giving away our cell phone data when we could be profiting from it? Why are we? Why is that?
So, I'm so tempted to respond to that immediate Brother Malcolm's retort,
please do.
Because you've been bamboozled.
Tell the truth. Shame the devil. Tell the truth. You've been hoodwinked. Walking around with blinders on like this.
So I won't put it as harsh for you as Brother Malcolm. What I will say,
it needs to be harsh. We need to hear it like that. That's how we need to hear it. Our ears need to hear the truth. You can't sugarcoat this.
I will say that we have been finessed.
Right.
Okay. I'll tone it down.
Okay.
When Miguel survives, is what I'm going to say.
Okay.
We have been finessed with a bit of a sleight of hand, right?
Okay.
And so we've been given, like, digitally shiny and engaging things to immerse ourselves with, right? Yeah. So even when you talk in tech, people talk of front-end development and back-end development, right? That's common parlance in technology. Someone will say, well, I'm a front-end developer. I work on the UI, the user experience, the user interface. And somebody else will say, I work on the back end, right? You know,
okay.
I do the stack, I do the code, I do the security, right?
I do
the things you don't see,
okay.
Right? And so we have been engaged with a show on the front end that is appealing and you know, fulfilling to us, and it's fun. Right, but the money's on the back end.
Okay.
Right. So we are like all engaged. You know, we got 5,000 friends, and we had like you know 5,000 contacts and posts and emojis,
yes.
And all of that is on the front end. But on the back end, right, on the back end, everything that we're doing on the front end is leaving a fingerprint.
Oh.
Right. One of the terms is the social graph,
okay.
Right? So this whole vision of everything we do, who we know, who they know, and all of these internet, that's the social graph,
mm-hmm.
Right? That's one aspect of data. All of that has value, right? All of that has value, and one of the key reasons it has value is because it helps to create intelligence and insight,
mm.
Right? What are your tastes? What are your preferences? What are your attitudes, right? And this gets deep, not only in terms of business, right, terms of, like, politics and persuasion, right? Let's dial all the way back and remember a firm called Cambridge Analytics, right? And Cambridge Analytics out of the UK, right, and here, too, we're, like, doing this whole back in high-level analysis, right, that helped the Trump era become a thing,
mm,
right?
Okay.
Right, because they were, like, engaging people on the front end with this video and this content and this viral thing, but on the back end, they were studying the science like you would not believe.
Oh, wow.
Like, yeah, oh, no, they had it, like, masterfully so, down to zip codes, down to blocks, down to houses,
mm,
right?
Mm.
Because that's the kind of mapping and insight and intelligence and analytics that you can get from data,
mm.
Right? So you can be making, you, and I used to say this when I first entered technology back in the day, particularly when the internet was public, right? I would be up in these offices, wherever it was, Johnson Publishing Company or BET or whatever, right? And everybody wanted to hit me with the question, well, young man, how can I make money on this today? Right?
Okay.
And my retort would be, sir, this is about whether you're going to be making money tomorrow, right?
You can't
always just look at how will I make money today, because the game changes. The game gets more sophisticated. And if you're just so stuck in making your revenue the way the game was 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago, and you're not projecting right where the game is going, right, you'll make money today, but would you be be able to make money tomorrow.
Ooh.
Right? And so, like, all of this is still, all of this draws back to this whole digital sphere and data and watching your data, analyzing your data, and listening to your data. What is the data telling you? Whether you're in science, whether you're in business, whether you're in politics, right? Data is the blood and the gold.
Mm.
Data is the oracle.
Okay, I know
that puts in the against village sensitivity, right?
Yeah,
but I definitely respect the embodied oracles, but increasingly we will have to acknowledge digital oracles as well, right?
Okay.
And if we're not rooted, right? We have the spiritual sphere. Right, but we have the physical sphere as well, and we have to dwell in balance between both of them. Right, so we can have our orishas and our embodied oracles and all of that. But trust me, if you want to be effective in the game, you better understand where the digital oracles are and how you have digital oracles of your own.
Wow.
Which brings us back to Walter Harrison.
Okay.
And his vision to have a digital oracle of his own, which is a data troll, which is a source of, like, collecting data himself and not having to go to other people to find the data. Digital well.
Oh, wow.
Digital water, right?
Yes.
And when he builds. This brother is on it. He understands the game. So he understands if the game is water, then I need to build my own well.
Okay.
If I'm going to have my own well and the game is water, then I got to buy water from someone else to sell to someone else.
Oh,
but
wow.
If I get my own well, right, I can customize with the water. I can do some things.
Thank you.
Right? Yeah.
Wow. Hold that thought. We got to take a quick commercial break. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. Hold on. We'll be right back with the digital dollar.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
Do you or your organization need space for an event? Call the Quarry Event Center at 2423 East 75th Street in Chicago for your parties, banquets, award ceremonies, repasses, concerts, and business seminars. Available 7 days a week, now under new management. Call us at the Quarry at 773-663-2557. That's 773-663-2557.
The doctor.
brother right here in Chicago, of all places.
Right. Greatest Chicago.
Yes.
Yeah.
Michael, excuse me, I said Michael. Walter Harris, the brother on the South
Carolina,
Harris' son.
Right.
In Chicago.
Right.
Boy, I know people are stopping him on the street, asking him all kinds of questions.
Well, they will be now because the vision that he is birthing, I'm sure they've signed up 40,000 affiliates probably at this point. Yeah. So they might be stopping him anywhere he travels in the world. And here's an interesting piece about what Walter is birthing, right? Online, there is no geography, right? People have to really, really wrap their heads around that, right? When I was in Southeast Asia for 7 months, a lot of my friends didn't even know I was in Southeast Asia for 7 months because my number rang the same, right? And I was able to present the same, right?
Mm-hmm.
But wherever I could open my laptop,
mm-hmm.
I was as engaged as so... Geography goes away to a certain degree when we begin to talk about online situations, right? So what Walter is birthing has already drawn the interest of entrepreneurs from around the world, right? The Southeast Asians, the Filipinos, they are piling in. They are piling into this, right? Night. Area, you know, everywhere, you know, the people where, you know, the places where people really get up and get out and get something, man, they are piling into this, man. So, brother's birthing something pretty phenomenal.
And how exciting is that to be a part of it? You know, like when Apple first came out, Google first came out, it's like, they're those who benefit from us, and they didn't look like us.
Right.
But
now we
have a chance to talk about ground floor.
This is ground floor of a paradigm shift. I dare even say a part of an industry. Because there is one thing that is happening in the whole consumer data space is that the needle is moving.
Right.
If you look at the state of California, right, where people have to opt. Right, they're not automatically opted in. They have to manually opt in to what happens with their data. And in the state of California, that's definitely just the EU. The EU, they have something called GDPR, right? So their whole threshold around consumer data and being transparent is on a whole nother level.
Is it because they're Silicon Valley? Is it because they're in Silicon Valley and they know things that we don't know and the people from California benefit from that? I wonder.
That's an interesting point because Silicon Valley is in Chicago. In California,
right?
Or the whole West Coast, because now the whole zone is stretched all the way up to Washington. From Redmond all the way down to Palo Alto and Mountain View, you might as well just look at that, right? University of Washington is definitely in the tech game recruiting. And you have many giants there. You have Starbucks, you have Microsoft that has been up there in that area for a long time. Amazon, decades. Right? So they have that zone. So, yes, perhaps the sensitivity is more heightened on the West Coast because big tech is anchored there. But then I think that the West Coast, thank goodness, right, is usually always more progressively attuned, right? When you even think of, new energy sources and regulations to promote that and, if it was not for California, I would really be concerned, right? And I'm not trying to make, a messiah out of California, but the sensitivities are different, right? You know what I'm saying? Like the whole thing of a livable wage, right? You begin to hear that first, right? And it's a long history of it. I mean, go all the way back to the Black Panthers, right?
Oh.
That's Oakland.
Oh,
right?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, Angela Davis, right? That's all, like, you know, all West Coast, right?
Yeah.
So the East Coast does have this sensitivity. But when you say Berkeley, right, when you say Berkeley, people already have a certain sensitivity,
mm-hmm,
right,
mm-hmm.
That's not the same sensitivity as New York, right?
Yeah.
So the West Coast, long, long, long history of just being more, like, sensitive on certain issues and pushing it to legislation,
mm-hmm.
Right? And that's why that you would see during the Trump era that, you know, that administration seemed to always be in battle with California, right? California was representing, like, a certain kind of mindset, and, you know, the Trump administration was, like, you know, the opposing force, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, so definitely a data sensitivity thing has already took root on the West Coast and for a while in the EU. And even former presidential candidate Andrew Yang has been advocating for a while that consumers should be paying for their data. Right? He has been advocating that.
He knows.
Yang, he's not.
And the world wasn't ready for him. The world wasn't ready.
He's before his time.
Kind of like Earth, Wind, and Fire. Before their time. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Easy. Yeah. When you see beyond the norm, see beyond the horizon, people can't always adjust and tune in. And even if they can, sometimes it's just like, yo, man, that, you know, like, you know, they understand logically exactly what you're saying, but mm-hmm. they're like, yo, you know, that's a stretch, right? You know, that's a shift. And people, you know, I seem to default to, like, where am I comfortable now? I know that may be better, right? And I know that may be what we should do, right? But where am I comfortable now? Where's my momentum now? Even as an individual, things that we know we should do concerning stretching and being flexible and our weight and, you know, detoxing. We know where's our comfort zone, right? So,
comfortability kills.
Comfortability kills. Wow.
Being comfortable. Being comfortable. You don't grow.
Mm.
You're stagnant.
Yeah.
So how can you grow? You got to be feeling a little bit uneasy. I don't know about this. I don't know.
It's like that pH factor of life, right? Like, the pH thing is like a very, very delicate, small zone, right?
Yes.
And you need to stay right in that balance zone, because if you shift that too alkaline or too acidic, right?
Yep.
It's right in that zone.
Yep.
So comfort has its place, right?
Yes.
You don't want to live a life of, you know, torturous existence,
right?
But you don't want to get so comfortable too that, as you say, right, you're not spurring your own and catalyzing your own growth.
Kills your drive. Stops momentum.
Right. You gotta have drive.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta stay hungry.
Yeah. Got it. But Les Brown said, you gotta be hungry.
Hungry. I think Leanne Ryan says, may you always have your fill, but never lose your hunger.
I like that. Hunger makes you grow, sometimes in ways that you have not imagined.
Mm-hmm.
And things come to you, and you may or may not be ready for them. And most times we are not ready for new ideas, especially as it relates to AI, because we focus on divine intelligence. But artificial intelligence has taken over.
Mm-hmm.
And that is if we allow it. And the question is, when it does, and it has taken over, how comfortable are you with it, with moving on, with learning and educating yourself? Well, that's why we got the digital doctor here, to educate you.
Just one of many.
Well, we're glad to have the one of many, because not everybody is sharing the information that you're sharing. So we appreciate that.
My pleasure. Just This is the work that I was born and raised for, right? This is being true to the village calling on my life, right? To always be in service, right? To always have a certain consciousness, right? To not be siloed in self.
Ooh,
right?
I love that.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
That's powerful. Siloed in self. Because it's all about the selfie, baby. It's all about the selfie. Oh, my goodness. And we're not condemning it by any means
necessary.
Right.
Just don't get siloed there. Right?
Okay.
A time and place for everything. So absolutely celebrate yourself. Embrace yourself. Love yourself. Right? Enjoy yourself. Right? But also know that the self is part of something bigger and broader. Right? And so when you were speaking about hunger, right? So let me, if I may, even challenge all of us to take that hunger to even another level of responsibility, right? I would offer that we have the responsibility to not only be hungry for ourselves, but hungry for the generations yet unborn, right? They're not here. To be represented. They're represented in us, right? Or the ones that are not of age as yet, right? So this whole thing of being alert, being aware, being conscious, being of service, being hungry toward a purpose, right? I think some people are hungry without a purpose, right? You know, hungry without a vision, hungry without values. Like, we're not talking about, that's an insatiable hunger. Right, like that's not the kind of hunger we're talking about, right? That's almost like a parasitic hunger, that's a whole different thing. When your hunger is driven by parasites inside of you, but not a natural balance kind of like me, right? But we're talking about a hunger that really, really keeps you alive and keeps you asking questions and keeps you reasoning and keeps you researching. That's the kind of hunger we have. And we have to have it not only for our benefit and the lives we live, but the lives we live are the shoulders for the lives that will be lived.
Say that.
Right? Did not generations do that for us?
Yes, sir.
Right? Yes, sir. Like the tons of us that have benefited from the presence of HBCUs, even if we didn't attend one directly,
right?
Just feel like, man, I know I have benefited from the presence of HBCUs, even though I never attended one, right?
Yep.
Right? But was that not made possible because some other generations hungry not only for themselves?
Yes.
And so that particular adage and that particular wisdom takes on a certain gravity when we talk about these digital horizons, right? Because things move fast, they move exponentially, and they have serious import, right?
Mm-hmm.
So moves that we do not make in this era, in this time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. The aftermath and the reach of that, I don't even really want to look straight in the face.
That is powerful. And I want to thank our listeners for joining us this morning. If you have questions, you can call in at 515-605-9325. Remember, you must press 1 to speak. You see on the switchboard, but you got to press 1. And if you're listening online.
About to get interesting now.
Yeah, buddy. And you can post your comments.
Real.
Oh, yeah. You can post your comments, too. My sister of the microphone, Vieta Robinson, in Florida. What part? Altamont, Florida, says Grand Rising.
Oh, wow.
She's the sister who does Soul Purpose Healing. She does Soul Purpose Healing on Sunday night from 7 until 9 p.m. and on Friday morning from 7 until 9 a.m. Our sister, she breaks it down. All the shows are in the archives, so people are like, I want to hear what she's talking about. Well, just go to the archives. It's always there, 24/7. BlogTalkRadio.com, The Female Solution. And we are also live on Facebook.com, HLN TV Show, and our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show.
One of the things.
We can do it ourselves.
For sure.
Just like this project here. Digital gold. We can call it that, can't
we? Digital gold. Yes. Yes, we can call it that because it is absolutely that for some people.
Yes.
Right. For some people
right.
who understand the game and
right.
who jump in and who sees the rain.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. It is digital gold, no doubt. I do not think that's hyperbole to refer to it as such.
Because not everybody has vision, and most people, we're, like I said, we're comfortable. We don't want to move forth unless somebody else says it's the thing to do. Well, we're telling you right here, this is your opportunity. This is your chance to see things in a way that you may not have seen them before because you had blinders on or whatever, or you were stuck in your mode of thinking. This is the day that you open up your mindset and allow that which is foreign to you to possibly open up new ways of thinking and being and sharing in the revenue. Because I ask you the question all the time. Why are you giving away your cell phone data when $25 billion, what portion of that is yours? Aren't you just tired of giving it away?
Right. So maybe because we've been speaking from 10,000 feet and in generality, so maybe we should kind of zoom down
yes.
and speak more specifically
yes.
To the listening audience about what it is we're referring to,
mm-hmm.
right? So the overview is that they're using free apps,
mm-hmm.
right? And when we use free apps, we're the customer,
yeah.
right? We're the product, right? We're the customer and the product, right? Because if the app is free, then how is revenue being generated,
right?
Right? And one of the main ways that revenue is being generated when you use free apps is in the flow of data on the back end, right? And that flow on the back end is somewhere in the tombs minimally of $25 billion, right?
Mm-hmm.
And heretofore, consumers have been the creators of that flow, but not participants
mm-hmm.
in the benefits of that flow. So our usage of free apps have created like a pool of revenue, right? When we have not been participants. We've been creators, but not participants.
Mm-hmm.
So this young brother, Walter Harrison, is setting out to basically flip the script on that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he is birthing a company called Tapestry, T-A-P-E-S-T-R-I, Tapestry, right? Tapestry will be a company, right, that does revenue share with consumers from the data that is created through the Tapestry app, right? And so, for example, I need to make this very, very, very clear, because as soon as you say something like that, people should normally say, well, what does the app do? How does it work? Like, what's the deal with it, right? So the Tapestry app, it's not a social app. It's not a messaging app. It has one purpose, to track anonymous location, to track anonymous consumer location in business and commercial zones, right?
Mm-hmm.
The app will not track you when you're home.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a geofence that can be programmed into the app that when you reach a residential area, the app goes into another mode. Because nobody is interested really that goes on in your home
right.
or your fiance's home, right? People are making money from what's happening at Home Depot and Burger King
okay.
and Starbucks, right? That's where they're really, really trying to get intelligence, right? What are consumers doing? What are their patterns? What are their when they leave Bath, Bed Bath and Beyond, are they more likely to go to another store?
Mm.
And what is that store? Mm. When they leave Home Depot, do they go straight home or do they go to another store? And mm-hmm. what is that store?
Mm-hmm.
Like, are consumers as heavily going to Ford City as Evergreen, right? And nobody needs your name or your gender or your age to see those kinds of patterns and trends and insights. They basically need a body count, right, which is represented by the presence of your phone, right? So to track a phone is to track a consumer in business and consumer circles. Because if there's a phone present in a business, it must have came there with a body.
Okay.
Here's the thing, right? always point out to people that technology is amoral, right? Technology in and of itself does not choose a side, right? Whoever wields technology chooses a side, right? So let's take fire, for example. Fire is a technology. You can either heat with it or you can burn people's houses down, right? Mm. That's not inherent in the nature of fire. It's, right? It's inherent in the use of fire, right? So the same thing is true of this digital flow of information and this data science, and for that matter, machine learning and AI, right? It's not so much that the technologies themselves are problematic inherently, right? The intent, right, and the powers that get to wield and for what purposes those technologies are wielded, right? That is, in my perspective, and from my perspective, in my view, that is where the heart of the matter is. Mm. So to really speak to Sister Latifah's question, our usage of free apps creates value in data and data flow, right? And those who harness that data, right, turn it into a goal, right, because it is an oracle goal. It can tell a story. It can tell insight. It can, in a sense, almost foresee or foretell, right? So what they're going to plan to sell 6, 12 to 18 months from now,
constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
With a Place of Peace pop-up from Susan Essentials, you are able to increase productivity, mental acuity, leaving you with higher energy and peace in just 20 minutes. We pop up at our office or yours.
And that is the voice of Andrew, who is on the partner with Jody Susan of Susan Essentials, who will be joining us tomorrow morning from 7 until 9 a.m. Central Standard Time with Self-Cell Care. That's T-E-L, Self-Cell Care. Be sure and join us on Tuesday. That is Jody Susan Self-Care. On Wednesday, it's Naima Latif and Kareem Hamid, Repairing Family Relationships. And Naima will probably be joining us here for the after show at 9 o'clock. So be sure and tune in for that. On Thursdays, it's Soul for Solutions with Dr. Debbie. She's a new addition to the Female Solution, and she has an awesome show, too. So be sure and tune in. And on Friday, we're back with Health and Wellness with Viata. All these shows air 7 to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. And on Saturdays, we are not on at 7 o'clock in the morning, Rafiki. No, we are not. We are still asleep. I am anyway.
That's right.
No.
That's right.
So the show comes going on Saturdays at noon, 12 noon Central Standard Time. And the first Saturday is Nonviolent Communication with Jana, a sister from London, England. She's on the first Saturday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nonviolent Communication. Second Saturday, I forgot. It'll come back to me, but I'm sure Naima will remind me. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah, our very own travel agent on the Female Solution. And on fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D, old school wisdom. And she just rounds it all out.
Wow.
Yes, Mama D bring it home, baby. But Mama didn't know about AI. Mama did not know about AI. She didn't know about artificial intelligence. So that's this generation's responsibility to the next generation. And in case you didn't catch it all, you just
listen to each other.
Yes. Yes. Learn from each other. All those details are on my blog. You can always, anything we ever talk about here on the show is always on the blog. So please go to zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com as we continue this conversation. So this is an awesome, awesome, awesome conversation. Nobody
man,
has ever.
Female Solution is doing things, man. I applaud the whole Female Solution.
I applaud my sister, too.
It's been a while
yes.
Since I was on a Female Solution segment, but. Man, y'all doing things.
Well, Naima,
Sister Zelda, the whole family, y'all doing things.
And this was Naima's vision, just like the tapestry is his vision, is Walter's vision. Well, the Female Solution, and it's been going on for almost 10 years now. So it's
wow.
And I didn't come into like year 7 or something like it. Like I was just hesitant. I was like, but you know,
right.
If people keep asking, right. It's like eventually one day you're going to say yeah or you're going to say no again. So I just,
right.
Thank you, Naima.
Wow.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, Sister Naima, yes. With definitely vision, doing powerful work. Definitely applaud you, for sure. So,
getting back to the question of how this is done. How do those who have a vision for Walter Harrison's vision brother on the south side of Chicago. How do we become and how do we benefit from it?
Okay, great question. Great question. And the first thing that I want to share out of my mouth, right, is referral marketing, right? Because how we frame things really is how we will respond to things, right?
Mm.
So referral marketing.
Mm.
Right now, if there was a listener listening who did not happen to have Cash App, right?
Mm-hmm.
I could send them a link from my Cash App for them to join, and Cash App would pay me $30 for doing that.
Oh.
That is referral marketing.
And right? We get it all the time.
And sometimes there's referral marketing going on where people ain't getting paid.
Right. Most of the time.
Right. So the bottom line is referral marketing is ancient, right? Right, you know what I'm saying? Basically, referral marketing is the bloodline of business, and especially in particular industries, right? You can put $300 million into a movie if you want. If the people do not tell their friends, girl, you got to go see it, or man, you should go see that, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the real driver of blockbuster successes,
mm-hmm.
whether it was $10 million put into it like Spike Lee,
mm-hmm.
or $300 million put into it like Tom Cruise,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
If the people ain't talking,
mm-hmm.
the money ain't walking.
Okay. And we always talking. We always talk about 24/7.
Especially when we like something or when we believe in something.
Yeah.
Right? So like churches and temples and mosques go from storefronts to edifices because people will say, you got to come here, my imam, or you got to come here, my pastor, or you got to come here, my rabbi,
yes.
right?
Yes.
So that's referral marketing as well, right?
Yes.
So with that frame being properly set, right, the way that Tapestry is looking to pay back 50% of its revenues to consumers, right,
mm-hmm.
is this partnership. Consumers download anonymously and install an app on their phone that runs anonymous, right? It does not seek to know your age, gender, blood type, social security number. It only is interested in your consumer location, your location and business and commercial districts.
Location,
right?
Not what
location.
You bought. Location.
It does not want you to scan your receipt. It does not want you to say how much you spent. It's location.
Right?
Yes, because I think people think that there always has to be a CIA kind of like dossier of information for things to be known. No, just from your location alone, there can be extracted all other kinds of things as well,
mm-hmm.
especially when you location information over an extended period of time.
Mm-hmm.
So when you listen to Walter speak about the power of location data, right, he always puts in that piece over an extended period of time, right? So if we look at what you do one for one day, we only get one insight. If we look at what you do for a week, we get another insight. If we look at what you did for an entire month, right, then we're going to begin to see trends and patterns, right? And then when we look at what millions of consumers have done over days, weeks, and months, right, then the aperture is even wider.
Mm-hmm.
So for the installing and running of the Tapestry app for months, right, for an entire month, and the app must be open and running in the background for at least 90% of a 30-day period,
mm-hmm.
right? If you qualify and you run the app for 90% of a 30-day period, right,
mm-hmm.
as a consumer, you stand to earn $4 to $25 just for running the app.
Mm-hmm.
Doing nothing else, run the app, $4 to $25, right? Per consumer, per month,
screen now.
Right. Well, if you choose to, that's another stream of income, right? And then this is all as a consumer, any consumer. Load the app, run it, ask the survey. If you then choose to tell your friends and family about the app and they run the app as well, right, you will get $1 per month per consumer that is running the app because of you.
Oh.
Right? And that's all on the consumer level of opportunity. Any person download the app can do those three things. They only get $1 per month per app for the people they directly refer.
Mm.
Right? They directly refer. That's one level. Now, for those who are more entrepreneurially inclined, and they look at this and say, what? This downloading the app, just running it in the background? Well, like, you know, let me, like, look at this, right? They can choose to become affiliates, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you become an affiliate, the first immediate benefit is, right, when you refer people to the app, you will earn $1. But the people that you brought, when they bring someone, you will earn another dollar.
That's right?
What I'm talking about. First and second tier.
Mm.
And that's it. That's it. There's only two tiers, right?
Okay.
So for people at this point who are inclined to sound like, you know, closing one ear,
right,
and
right,
oh,
right.
This sounds like, you
right.
know, that network money.
Mm-hmm. If I was one of them, I'd be like, oh,
This is referral marketing, and it's only two levels,
period.
Everybody, levels only, right? So if you're just a consumer, right, you get $1 per month for everyone you directly refer, right? If you're an affiliate, you get $1 per month for everyone you directly refer and the people that they refer, right? So you put a double on, right? And so for those who may be entrepreneurially inclined, right, there's a piece of information that you should be aware of for your own decision-making, right? The Tapestry app is in development. It's about 95%, 98% done, right? And until it launches, there's a promotion going on that for one single $9.95, you can become an affiliate for an entire year.
For $9.95,
you can become an affiliate for an entire year. So for that one trip to Starbucks for your favorite drink and your treat, right, because that's about $10 in Starbucks, right, you can have an opportunity available to you for an entire year to at least learn from, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't do anything but become become an affiliate and treat it as tuition,
mm-hmm.
and say, I'm going to get in this thing, and I'm going to see what they're doing, and
mm-hmm.
I'm going to check it out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or you can get in, right, for $9.95 and talk to the young people in your life from 16 years old and older, right, and turn them on and say, don't you know, your mama always buying you that bus pass. Don't you think it's time that you start buying your own bus pass? Let me show you something, how you can make money from doing what you already do.
Right,
right?
For free.
From being in that phone,
right,
and being on the ground, and no shade.
Right.
But if you're going to be on the ground, you can have a part-time job, right, that's as simple as explaining the power of consumer data and how consumers can get paid for their data.
Mm-hmm.
So if you turn your friends onto something whereby running an app, they can earn $4 to $25 a month, right, you all can have a circle and say, what, you know what? We're going to all run this app, right? And even if we only make $10 once a month, we're going to take that $10 and we're going to either like go out together or we're going to put the $10 together and we're going to do, like, so for educators that might be listening, right, this is a rich canvas. Like, this can be an experiential canvas where you can engage your students about how the digital world works and what is available to them, right? Because your students can take on a project and say, okay, we're going to see, A, how many people we can get to run the app, right? How wide our network grows, right? So that's the whole learning experience in and of itself. And then we're going to donate all of the $1 per app that we generate to this. So, you know, we're going to do this with it or that with it, right? So there's all kinds of collective learning and collective engagement that could be put into a lesson plan around something like this.
I didn't think about it like that, because the teachers, instructors, facilitators, okay, that's powerful, because the group that we manage, the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, I have not mentioned that to this group, but I think we will. I know I will, but this is my question. And because some seniors have asked me the question, because they want to donate, because I use this as a fundraiser for the Higher Learning Network.
Okay.
They want to donate, but they just want to donate. They don't want to participate. And I explained to them, but you're already participating because you're giving away your data every month and you're not benefiting from it, because they're making the $25 billion, this whole industry, and you're not getting a dime of it. But here's your opportunity, and you still want to give it away? You just want to donate? I don't understand it. So help me help them understand the importance of having that app on their phone running in the background, not just give us money. That's not what this is about.
And so it's interesting, right? So here's my response. And by the way, I've already done like a one-page overview for a course, right, that is called My Digital Power.
Oh.
Right? My Digital Power, right? And the course will be centered around the Tapestry app, but it guides participants and students about looking at what their digital power is, right? So to segue that to the seniors, right, it's not necessarily just about the app on their phone. Even as a senior, they have grandchildren, they have nieces, they have nephews, they have in-laws, right? And if the seniors decide, okay, we're going to support Higher Learning Network, this is what we want to do, right? They have the power, right, to ask their network, right, to run the app, right? So they may not get it or be energized by it as much, right? But if they reach into their network and a few people from their network get it and are energized by it, right, they just helped Higher Learning Network even more, right? So we really have to, in multidimensional and exponential ways, and not just the individual and linear way, right?
Okay.
So that's one way that they can look at it. And also, everything is not money, right? Mm. Remember at the very outset of this discussion, I talked about how you can have the money and you can have the data, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you got the data, chances are great, right? You're gonna be connected to the money, right? Because data is like a digital goal and a digital platform, right?
Mm-hmm.
So even their participating in this, right, is really, really helping to create something, a new paradigm. Their participation, right, is about helping to birth something where consumers flip the script on something, right?
Okay.
We've been creating the data. You you've only been benefiting, but here is a new model, right, that proves that consumers can benefit and that revenue can be shared. Because once the bar is raised, and the game goes to that level, right? So it's not really just about it's bigger than just their single phone. It's about helping her higher learning network, but it's also about helping to birth a new paradigm of how we educate and look at data and engage with data and benefit from it. So I know we're right at 9 o'clock. I cannot believe the time flies so fast.
I forgot to play the ending. We have an ending that we usually play. So I'll be playing in the background as you talk. So
Pay it, but
I gotta play it. Naima will kill me if I don't. So it's just playing. But I just want our listeners to know.
We want to put up your link for Higher Learning Network in terms of where they can go.
I just wanted people to know who you were and what gives you the authority to do what you do.
We've come to the end of our show today.
I just wanted to share that. But
so
you can all just Google it, Rafiki Kai.
You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Who will soon be teaching our children chess. Praise. Yes. We're working on that. Yes, sir.
Sisters who are listening, please learn to play chess, and please teach your daughters and your nieces how to play chess. It is very, very important. We can do a whole half a segment on that. But sisters, be queens on the board, literally and figuratively.
And I want to thank you because I'm going to be one of those students, too.
I'm gonna be
right there with the 13-year-olds and the 19-year-olds. I'll be right there with, you know what, it is just, I don't know, sometimes I'm a little late on things. I remember going to Columbia College studying radio, and everybody in there is a teenager, and I'm the only one in there that's 38, right?
That's all right.
And I got the Grace Jones high top face, so they don't know how old I am. They think I'm a big girl, you know. It was so fun. College was so much fun for me. It was pathetic.
It was
just off the chain.
But they invigorated you, and you invigorated
yes,
them.
Yes.
It was all good.
But before you go, I want you to join, see Naima Latif. She's the executive producer of the Female Solution. Yes.
NGO called Friends of the Congo, right? And it is so Democratic Republic of the Congo, like one of the biggest providers of coke and coke pads to the world, right? Sadly, we have elementary school age children, elementary school girls and boys trapped in the cobalt coltan mines because that is the only way that their families can subsist and sustain themselves, right? Elementary school boys and girls working in the cobalt coltan mines, right? So Friends of the Congo is doing this project, right, where we're looking to build a digital clubhouse, right, where we will have internet access there, and we will do actual training in, to empower these young people so that they can become virtual earners, right? You know, we're going to teach them the game, right? And so that's the project that I'm leading, right? So if people will come onto my team, sign up through Congo Clubhouse, right, because that's my cause, right? Sister Zelda, Higher Learning Network, right, just signed up another internet radio station out of Houston, and they're going to have their cause, right? But I'm like, I'm really, really urging my team, this is a powerful new paradigm. We should leverage it in a powerful way, right? We should lead with causes and show how when consumers do something new, when they do something like this, it's benefiting more than individuals. Right. So to load this app is to support higher learning. To load this app is to support freeing young people from the cobalt mines. Right. People can put their minds around that. Right. People are cause oriented. They're service minded. And if all they have to do is load an app to support, then they will do that. Right. And so that's really the Rafiki Kai strategy. Go ahead. So I saw that question. I learned to read the body language of you and Sister Zelda. I know when there's like a question like right there.
Well, the thought that came into my mind was, what would it take for those families to own those mines so that whoever's working there, children, adults, it's all coming back to the family? What would it take to make that happen?
You know what? We would have to have that conversation. See, you're always like the mega vision there, right? You know, you're like always on a whole nother parent, you know, galaxy, right? Like Reginald Lewis has nothing on you, boy. Oprah ain't got nothing on you. Your life, man. So what I would say is that there would be a financial, of course, cost, right? But when you talk about something like rare minerals, right? You can't just come with money, right? I mean, to really, really have the full rights of conversation, it gets political, it gets military. I mean, that's why the Congo is such a mess right now, right? Like, you know, the Democratic Republic of the Congo is like, it stays one of the hottest zones in the world, right? The beers, diamonds, cobalt, coltan, and it ain't just about money, right? It's about politics, it's about money. So we might have to very well power those families, right, in other ways. Like my paradigm is from the cobalt mines to the data mines, right? Right, because you know there's a whole new kind of mine, right, that's opening up, right, where the barriers are not as high as it would be for the cobalt and coltan mines, right? So if we can begin to talk to young people and their families about data mines, right, mines that they can lay access to, like what Brother Walter Harrison is doing, right, building his own mine, right, extract his own gold, right, you know, all from a computer. And there's probably a video, Sister Naima, I don't know if it's been shared with you yet. I think I shared it with Sister Zelda. Quickly, I'll say to you, when I was connected with the computer science department at the University of San Francisco, my mentor said to me, Rafiki, we're approaching a time when code will write code, right? When code will write code, right? Tristan Naima, I can send you a video of something called code.
Codex, right? C-O-D-E-X, right? Where if you talk to Codex the way I'm talking to you right now, right, and say, Codex, image on the screen, in the middle of the screen, move it from left to right, and boom, 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 boom. Codex, in 12 different programming languages, will code out the command that you just gave it, right? So you can do a space shooter game in 8 minutes. If you just tell Codex what to do, you can put a space shooter game together that in computer science, the students have to work on for weeks to do, Codex can do in 8 minutes. So if we can teach our young people in the Democratic Republic about Codex and empower them in that way, then they have access to a whole new and different kind of global mind, not just the mind that's there in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. All of that's possible. And you said something that really resonated with me when you said that the internet has no geography. You know, when you're online, there is no geography.
Right.
Everywhere. And that's such a physical representation of a spiritual reality.
Right, the oneness.
That's being manifested in our world so that we can understand oneness. And when we understand it, then we all create systems where we're collectively benefiting from each other. So just as this system you've talked about, we're all connected and we're all benefiting from the actions of each other. That really is how the universe works.
Yes.
So when we grasp that concept, then the systems that we can envision will be along that same spiritual principle of oneness.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because we then begin to leverage your vision and particular verbs, right? The technology is amoral in the sense we have to program it, right? We have to direct it, right? It carries out our directives, our visions, executes on our commands, right?
Yeah.
So let's envision commands that are wholesome and for the whole.
For sure.
And as Gary V would say, 100%, or Nipsey Russell would say, 100%, 100%. Yeah.
Looking forward to this. And I think also it helps us to expand our thinking when we realize there really are no restrictions on how we may grow or where we may go. And there's nobody that is keeping us in a state of oppression, only our thinking. So when I put something like the Congo, where you speak about the children and the mind. Well, the minds themselves are there, they're there. If we wish to extract them to use them for our technology, then it only makes sense that those who live on the land benefit from that labor, that effort. Now, if there are other people who are believing that they have the right to control that, then we need to peacefully help them understand that they don't.
So that's the conversation. How can we speak the language of peace to people who do not see peace as benefiting them and will go to any lengths, right, to do the opposite of peace because peace does not support and propagate their and their enterprising. And that's a righteous conversation, right? And these are the kind of conversations that our young people want to have, right? They don't want to have the gilded, wishful thinking conversations, right? They want to have the real, straight in our face of reality conversations.
Yes.
Who undermine, man, Gil Scott Heron had a song that said if everybody who talked about peace would work for peace, right?
Oh, wow.
then there would be more peace. But some people absolutely are anti-peace, don't believe in peace, because they feel that their profit is driven.
driven and flourishes in the absence of peace. And they don't have any problems with being true to that, right? With being true to that. So I would love to have a conversation with how we peacefully engage people who are not committed to peace.
Mm.
Right? Like, you know, they commit to the exact opposite.
Wow.
Right? I mean, that's just real talk. And this is where we have to understand the power of collective thought. If everybody in that land and works those lines says there will be no more work until we are the ones who own the mine, then we'll negotiate giving those who may have initiated some of the ideas a portion of the earnings. But this is how the agreement is going to be. Now, they have the power to do that. What stops them is the fear of other people's military weaponry coming in against them and killing them. And the only thing people have over you is your fear of death. If you have no fear of death, then there is no control. So when we bring that factor into the conversation, then that definitely takes it to the whole nother level. And that really, really tilts the scale. Like, if people are not afraid to die for a cause, right, then that's a whole, like, that is unstoppable. That is unstoppable. And that's real conversation. That's really where the rubber hits the road, right? Because most of us are in a state of existence or a state of comfort, as Sister Zelda spoke about earlier, right, or a state of programming that we cling to life. The very thought of like leaving life or losing life puts us in like a state of like petrification like you would not believe, right? But if you are on a different plane, right, where you, I mean, the people that inspire us, some of the people that inspire us the most are the people who are able to look in the face of death, right, and keep moving and not be paralyzed. You know, Sister Harriet Tubman, and Sister Sojourner Truth, and El Hajj Malik El Shafaz, and Dr. King, and Fannie Lou Hamer, and, like, you know, the list goes on and on from all different cultures, right? So people who can look beyond death, right, and look right in the face of death and still keep moving for a cause, that's the highest level. That is the highest level. So if that's the kind of peace you're talking about, then
count me in.
Ain't nothing can be said to you about that, because there's no power greater than that. And that has been proven out endless numbers of times in whatever revolutions you want to refer to, whatever movements you want to refer to. I mean, SNCC, CORE, like, you know, the student, you know, that whole thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Able to look in the face, you know, able to look in the face. That, sister, ain't no retort to that. That's just the ultimate. If we can get people there, right, then, and you know what, we don't even have to get the masses there. Right, you don't even have to get the masses there. If you get a catalytic population, a catalytic circle there, moving in that spirit, the Black Panthers, right? Like, you know, like a catalytic seed, right? The power of that kind of witness, wow.
There's a part of that also, because now we have a global community that is connected. If people who merely decide they don't want to support what is an injustice to the people decide, we will not purchase your product bought from the use of these materials until there is a right organized structure in which the people are benefiting from their labor. If they are not owning these mines, we're not going to financially support whatever you produce from these mines until that situation changes. So therefore, whatever you're doing has no value because we're not going to consume. It is the power of collective thought. And because we are all connected to organize such a collective thought, when the collective mind agrees, then that is the reality we produce.
So let me go ahead. No, I don't want to cut you off by any means. Go ahead, please.
So this is how you have a peaceful revolution. In the past, we have seen people who've had to face death and abuse and physical injury. Yeah, as you mentioned, Nick, you know, and the Mahatma Gandhi and his revolutionary movement for the freeing the people of India, and all of the times when people have had to resist oppression and then face attempts at force. In the recent times, because of television, when people saw it, people from other places saw the abuse, they decided, I don't want to do anything to why Dr. King and the Montgomery bus boycott was successful, and the whole civil rights movement and desegregation, all of that was successful because as it was televised, more people became supportive of the movement because they didn't want to support injustice.
Mm-hmm.
What was that? Edmund Pettus Bridge where people marching from
John Lewis, right?
Yeah.
People watching him speak. Said, oh no, I am definitely not on the side of the people on the horses with the guns and the club. No, I'm going to go down there and march with them.
Yeah.
So the movement expanded even further. So we've even now expanded beyond television. We have the internet, this global community where on your cell phone you're connected to the world. How easy is it to put out a thought? We're transferring the power of those minds to the people of the Congo so they can benefit. And now we're still going to get good so that we're not impoverishing people, we're not oppressing people, we're enriching people.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, people are not going to be in a state of unrest because if there's prolonged unrest, eventually it erupts in war. Which is why we have all these places where there's war around the world. War doesn't benefit anybody. It's painful. It hurts. It destroys the earth. So it's not in any of our best interests. So it's in our best interest to be supportive of the people of the Congo owning those mines. And we will collectively make that choice that we're only going to use the products that come from those mines when the people own them. So those who are in control and threatening military force, well, your force has no value. Because you can't make people work for you at the threat of death. Even if they work for you, we're not going to buy your product because we don't agree with that. That's how you have a peaceful revolution. Revolution is when we collectively choose what's right, and we collectively choose to support the people's right to benefit from what's in their life.
So your last line is a perfect segue for the question or addition that I've been waiting to make to this conversation. And let me first of all say 100%, right? This is not a rebuttal of anything that you just said. What you have just laid out is pristine, right? Pristine on its own merit. The question I would enter into the conversation, right, and you nestled it in your last statement. You said the people's right to own, right? What I've been wanting to, insert into this conversation is our whole mindset about the right of ownership, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because if we open up another aperture on this conversation, right, the discussion of labor versus capital, right? Like many problems that deceive us in the world is because of the religion of a capitalism, right, that purports that capital is the right to own, right? Like, so when we get to the root of this discussion, right, it's kind of like from cradle to grave. Right, we are programmed to believe that there is a certain right. capital shift ownership, right? Capital versus labor, capitalism at its core is this whole, like, espousing that capital is racist and the owning of capital is divine. Even if you study the founding of America, right, and the founders of America and what they espoused, right, the sign of the elect, right? Like when this country was first founded, right, if you didn't have capital, right, which was defined as land or money, then you did not have the sign of the elect,
no.
Right? God had not shined on
right.
you, and therefore you couldn't vote or whatever, right? So that religion, right, around the righteousness of ownership, right, is one of the impediments and one of the realities and dimensions of the vision that you put forth, right? So people can be moved to do something, but usually not against what they believe, right? So oftentimes people who are oppressed have brought into the mindset that this oppression is righteous because the capital, that person put it, they own the mine, they put up the money, they brought it, you know, the religion of capitalism, right? So it's like, and you nestled it right in your last statement, the people's right, right? You know, because what sits at the center of this is where is the canon of right, you know, the right to ownership and who is the rightful owner? Right, and so we have to factor in this whole thing of what we've all been taught, right, and that we glorify. There's no way that Trump could have, like, ever ascended to the Oval Office if the backdrop of this whole thing of, like, some kind of distinction because, like, you have capital or you have claims to capital. No way on the planet ever, ever, ever. Without, fortunately, even as a former minister, someone who comes from four generations of ministers, it always pains me when I see people speaking from sacred spaces, whether it's temple, mosque, or church, right, espousing that religion of ownership and glorifying it, right? Right, so I just wanted to throw that piece in because when you're clear about what's right, then you can put yourself in the same position, right? So, like, a lot of people may not follow the vision and the path that you lay out because they may not believe that they have the right to that, right? They may not believe the way the game is laid out and orchestrated, that's not your right. You don't have, like, the papers, right? You don't have, like, you know, you didn't buy, you didn't purchase, right? You don't have the deed, right? And so what you're saying is that there's a higher deed system, right? Like, you know, there's a higher way of looking at this. And we have to really bring people to that light, right, that there is a higher deed system, right? And if we go with the higher deed system, then the highest level of ownership is the collective, is the whole, is the highest good, is the common good. Not the private good, not the individual good, not the market good,
the
highest good, the whole good, the wide and open good, right? Mother Earth has given us everything for absolutely free. That's not cost-shift.
Say that.
Mother Earth has given us everything for absolutely free. That belongs on a shirt. That belongs on a shirt.
Okay.
That belongs on a shirt. Everyone has here the mines, the minerals, the ground in which food is grown. Everything was already here. I'm right. I'm taking notes, sister. I'm taking
notes. We both taking notes.
The only way people have agreed to allow other people to claim ownership and control is because those people threatened to end their lives.
Mm-hmm.
near death. So they allow people to take control of that which no one can own. We are here on a temporary journey. We own nothing.
Okay.
We're fit from the earth what we need to survive. We have our learning experience. We learn how to interact. We learn how to cooperate. And then we leave. That every material thing is left behind as our life force energy goes back to the non-physical. So if we can understand that there is no death, then no one can threaten us with death and therefore force us to labor as slaves for them out of fear of death. And once we get over that fear, that misunderstanding about ourselves as eternal beings having this temporary physical existence, then we can go ahead and look at the earth and all of its abundance and create systems of cooperation where we all have what we need. We all participate in the service to each other. We all enhance each other's lives, and no one is controlling anyone. The highest level of human evolution that we are striving toward and will attain. The question is, how many lessons do we need before we attain that level?
Lifelong lessons.
We have had many lessons that have taught us.
Rail to the grave.
If we are not fair with each other, eventually the anger will build and erupt into violence and war. And we have experienced the fact that there are no winners anymore. There is hurt, there's devastation, there's destroyed families, destroyed land. There is no benefit in that. So the more of us that recognize that, the more of us will choose to create a different system where there is no capital, because there is no ownership. There's only collective service to the whole. And we can all have the same wonderful things we have created, just power over someone else in order to have what I need.
Sister, I'm going to speak a word to you. There are tears in my eyes. Whenever someone speaks to the core of the truth and to the core of the light in the way that you do, it really, really, really like touches me and gets to me. I want to say to you, sister, that you, so we know the mantra, right? You just laid out the mantra. You just laid out the meditation, right? And our work is to hold the mantra and to echo the mantra and to continue to echo the mantra in every way that we can, that no matter what the outside noise is, no matter what the delusions are, right, that we are holding the mantra, we are holding the meditation, right? Some of us can articulate and bring forth the mantra and the meditation in ways that are poignant and powerful than others, right? I want to say to you that you are a powerful echo of the mantra, right? And this is already one medium that you are echoing the mantra forward, right? But the thought comes to me, and I urge you to think about, right, a pocket book of, like, meditations, a pocket-sized book of meditations, right? Because we need to make this almost like a faith. I won't use the word religion, right? But this mantra needs to become a lifestyle, right? It needs to be something that is always close to us and present to mind, right? We can carry it in a little pocket journal that we can read on the train. It can be digitized as well, right? Every way in which we can echo the mantra. Earth, Wind, and Fire echoed it in a certain way.
Yes.
Gil Scott Heron echoed it in a certain way, right? And we need to be on our microphones in every way that we have possible, echoing what you have just so eloquently and powerfully into the universe. So definitely, sister, think about that, because your voice carries magnetism. It carries, like, your conviction is clear.
Yes.
And it comes across in your articulation. Maybe
yes.
That's what powers that smile. Maybe,
yes.
Maybe that's a Dalai Lama smile.
Yes.
maybe,
got the secret right here.
In it, right? That's the Dalai Lama smile right
there. And the church,
right?
We call it anointed.
That's a smile that's reflecting light. This ain't about two-face. This ain't about two-face.
Okay.
This is about something much higher than that, right? I never thought, you know, people often say that you can see much in the eyes, that much comes through the eyes, right? But what I've just learned today, right, is that the outpouring is not just through the eye, right? It can also be through the smile, right? Because I'm making a connection between your conviction and your smile, right? And that's a new connection for me, right? Because people often talk to me about my smile, right? And I just account it to, like, you know, genetics. You know, I look at it on a physical level. I've never looked at it on a metaphysical level, right? I've never made a connection between the spirit, right, and the, for now, I would never see smiles ever again. I'm going to take it to a whole nother level because of this, like, your moment of witness. But that pocket journal of meditations, I'm telling you, sister, that I put that on your altar. And I know you already got 100 things on your altar, right? you got 1,000 ways to take over the world. But I will urge you to think that just the way we still reference miseducation of the Negro or the souls of black folks, right? Like 70, 80, 100 years from when they were first written, right? That's the way I'm looking at this pocket thing of meditations, right? I'm looking at a mother giving it to a daughter and then a grandmother giving it to a grandchild. I'm looking at that pocket of meditations. I've seen 100 years. People will still be pulling out versions, right? Of that pocket-sized meditation about the mantra of righteous ownership, right, and this whole new, because you nailed it, right? So please, sister, put that on the altar, that, like, little pocket piece of, like, of meditation. Yes. So, I'm sure you saw the female solution has, like, programming that y'all need to move forward with. So the brother is just going exit left. It's been a great, 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 great experience, a great joy, great pleasure to be here. You can always get my contact information from Sister Zelda. If you want to chop it up, like, one-on-one, or you want to do any kind of, right, gathering of those that get nine, anything I can do to help further the female solution, as well as what Sister Zelda is looking to do in lifting a higher learning network through this tapestry venture. I really urge all of us to take this journey, right? You know, like, you know, there's value in it. Right, there's value in it if we take it and if we get on it, right? And the outcome may not be 100% what we would like it to be or we're told it could be or whatever, but nevertheless, the journey in and of itself, it has value, even if it does nothing but bring us together in the exercise of collective, you know, working and building and listening and supporting to, you know, one another. That in and of itself is worth the $9.95, right? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The single $9.95 alone is like, we paid a whole lot more for a whole lot less.
Okay.
Right? I won't name any institutions like that.
Right.
No, unnamed.
Right.
We paid a whole lot more for a whole lot less. So that's my parting word. I'm so glad I was able to catch a part of this after-show segment that just so naturally flowed into, like, you know, you're just being on the screen and us just
She does have a smile. I tell her all the time. She don't hear me, so maybe she'll hear from you.
The joy of my smile. There you go. I definitely salute and respect and adore each of you, and we will be in touch. Be well and be blessed.
Yes. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. My
pleasure.
Digital doctor out.
Yes, digital doctor is over and out. Wow, powerful, powerful show. And he hung in with us, too. Deborah says, amen, amen, amen. Deborah Smith, our Saturday host. Travel, move around with Deborah every third Saturday. Grand Rising, everyone. She says, could you give the app address again? Actually, what I'm going to do is share my, because it's kind of awkward. So what I'm going to do.
Yeah, we need to, you know,
I'm
going to
share
my. Actually put, you know, put all our group together and go into this and,
yeah,
you know.
We do.
However way, the best way to do it so that it's beneficial. We
should
do it.
I want to show the that's my blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com, so you can see. It's your data, and you should be paid for it. If you scroll down, I should say, if when you scroll down on it, you will see the link is right up under this photo, and you simply click on it, and it takes you right there. Got it? So it'll take you right to Tapestry, so that's all you have to do. That's the address. So go to my blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com, and did I say that right? Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, go to ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. And I'll put that on the screen, too, so not everybody can see that. Because the link is so, it's complicated. I'll put it like that.
Yeah,
yeah,
so we'll just simplify it as much possible.
Yeah, so just put, I just put on there ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. So that's where you go. Oh, he just asked for that, and I just put it right back up here. Yeah, there it is. So, there it is, Tapestry. Is the app, and it's at ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. Got it? Okay. Well, it is 9:41. I have my weekly 10 a.m. Zoom I have to be prepared for. So I want to thank all of you for watching us and those who stayed with us on the Female Solution platform. We appreciate you. And we're glad that Naima could come to the rescue again. Sometimes I have issues on Monday morning mindfulness, but thanks to you, I didn't have any issues this morning. Oh, and by the way, thanks for the I got in yesterday at the festival. And I posted some pictures, too. Actually, I copied your video. I copied your video from your attendance Friday. Or was it Saturday? No, Friday. I don't know. Saturday. Yeah. I copied that, so that's on my blog, too, so you'll be able to see that, too. You'll be able to see Naima reporting live from the Female Solution. So you want to give us some closing thoughts, Naima, what to expect Wednesday on the Female Solution? Actually, start with Tuesday. How about that?
Yes, well, of course, you know, Tuesday, join us for Bell Care with Jody Spencer.
Mm-hmm.
And Wednesday, myself and co-host Kareem Hamid with Repairing Broken Families. Thursday, we have our wonderful Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions. And then Friday, Health and Wellbeing with Bianca. Now, Saturday, of course, as I said earlier, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time, first Saturday, is Success Strategies with Shauna. And also look out for her a nonviolent blogging carnival kicking off in October. So we'll be adding some thoughts on nonviolence, how to create a peaceful world, how to teach our children and loved ones how to interact peacefully, and what some of our experiences may have been in deflecting what could have been unpleasant violence into a peaceful condition. So we're adding your blogging carnival, getting statements from people, whether it's video or written columns all over the world, so that we can be of that one mind that we talked about. And once we create that one mind of peace, then we'll see the transformation of the world, because we'll have that collective thought that this is the world, this is the way we want the world to look like. So we're
And, of course, the second Saturday, we have our attorney coming back to us, attorney Wendy Williams Esquire. She speaks on relationships, and as a 30-year family law attorney, she wants us to avoid those wrong decisions that cause us to end up in court. It's such a painful experience. So she, of course, is giving advice on how to make sure the person that you think you love is actually fit to be in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And the third Saturday, again, we move around with Deborah, our travel agent, and she's helping us to navigate the whole process of traveling. And in these times, we need to keep abreast of some of the changes and requirements so that we can have a good travel experience as we move around the world and meet our brothers and sisters in a human family. And then, of course, fourth Saturday is Wisdom with Mama D. One of her famous sayings, if you beat scold into shape, they'll get bent out of shape, so you must love. So we love wisdom, and that's women in support of daughters on motherhood preparation, which is what we must do as women, prepare that next generation of mothers so they can raise the children to be peaceful blessings to the world. So let's focus on the female solution every day of the weekend. Sunday, of course, we've got Soul Purpose Healing with Beata, 7 to 9 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, and always be look forward to that because everything starts with the soul. Be our souls inside these temporary physical structures here to learn the greatest lesson, and that is how to love. So thank you all for joining us on the Female Solution.
And thank you for joining the after show with Naima Latif as we leave you with the Female Solution promo.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speak. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Busan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Shauna. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the show for the day. But we've got more comments that we need to post, so I got to share them. National Preparedness Airport Out First Destination. I'm not sure what that means.
That's her upcoming show.
Oh, that's her upcoming show.
And,
okay.
And I think she said September is National, I believe.
Okay.
Also, you know, it's also National Month.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So Dr. W will be talking about that suicide prevention.
Okay.
So Dr. talking about that on her Thursday show, and then for tomorrow we'll be talking about National Preparedness Month on her third Saturday show.
So thank you, Deborah. We greatly appreciate that. For everybody watching the show, thank you for hanging in here with us, getting this information, sharing this information. Because we've been left out of everything. Now we got a brother named Walter Harrison on the south side of Chicago. Make sure we're all inclusive. So go to my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. You'll be glad you did. Tell everybody you know, share this video, like, subscribe, and know that you are loved, and we appreciate you, and we all want to grow up and have a great big smile, just like Naima Latif. Namaste, Hotep. Hello, make it a great day, and thanks for watching. Peace. Love, peace, and hair, please. Hello. Is that what the young people say now? Okay, got it. All righty, now we good to go.
Great show.
Oh, good show.
Yeah.
It's called Natural Hell, trying to get on the air, but we got it. That's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
I was like, I done bought more batteries for this phone. I even bought another phone. I'm like, what is the problem here? I pick it up, ain't got a dial tone, go over there to the corner, see, you know, everything plugged in. I was like, you know what, let me call Naima. Y'all ain't going to drive me crazy with this today. I ain't going to do it. Let me call Naima. And I'm ending the episode so we don't have no issues because...